This is the closing market report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone right now with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group as we wrap up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
It's a little back and forth today. Wheat's the dominant one, down quite a bit, double digits. Russia raised their wheat estimate by a couple million metric tons. It wasn't a damage. Winter didn't do the damage to their wheat crop, they thought. Corn kind of following the wheat down. The beans are up most of the day, back and forth, though. Beans got a big boost last week from the Chinese newspaper report that President Xi and President Trump will reach a one-year agreement when they meet in the first April 1st in Beijing. So the market's still feeding off of that. Open interest in beans went up, I think, 45,000. And went down, the shorter open interest went down 45. So piling into the beans off that announcement. It's one thing when President Trump says China's going to buy our beans, but then when they say they're going to buy our beans, the people set up and take notice. That's what happened with the newspaper account. Weather in South America is still pretty benign. Harvest is about 25% done so far. Looks like a record bean crop in Brazil, somewhere in the 178 to 180 million metric ton category, and the Argentine corn also is supposed to be a record crop.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
Growers have spoken, and they're raving about Storin corn herbicide. We surveyed over 1,000 customers who've made the switch to Storin, and 99% said they'd recommend it to a friend. That's right, 99%. With a 9 out of 10 satisfaction rating, it's clear why Storin is the herbicide customers can count on. But don't just take our word for it. Ask your Syngenta retailer or visit storinreviews.com to read testimonials from Storin users near you. Always read and follow label instructions.
At the close, March corn down 5.5 at 426 and a quarter. March soybeans up 1 even at 1134 even. March soybean meal down 340 at 305.80. March soybean oil up 21 cents at 57.29. On the Merck, April live cattle up 217 at 242.80. March feeders up 482 at 370.97. April lean hogs up $1.02 at 92.30. And that's been a check of the closing market prices here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.